Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. This is the podcast if you're into personal development and if living a life of purpose is something that is really meaningful to you. It's presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini, and his intention in all of his presentations is to guide you through the knowledge, the principles, and the practical tools that will enable you to gain mind mastery and thereby master and inspire your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator, speaker, and a polymath with over 49 years of extensive research across multiple disciplines. And that makes him the perfect guide to help you to get the advantage in all the areas of your life. In this week's episode, Dr. DeMartini explains the difference between self-worth and self-esteem. And these are two words that are often used interchangeably, and yet there are distinctions, and both have different impacts on your life. Please note that any of the links or downloads mentioned in the presentation are available for you to access in the podcast description underneath the episode. And if you'd love to be notified of the next episode, just take the time now to follow the show. So make sure that you've got your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's episode, The Difference Between Self-Worth and Self-Esteem. Enjoy.
If you automatically run into somebody in a mall or at a social event and you admire them and you look up to them, maybe infatuate with them if they're somebody that might be a potential partner in your mind, the moment you do them, in turn, you will minimize yourself. And this minimization of self will be sort of a humbling mechanism to them, an intimidating factor looking up to them. We've all had a situation where we've seen ourselves, compare ourselves to other people and thought, wow, they're more, you know, intelligent, or they're more business savvy, or they're more, you know, financially well off, or they may be more stable in their relationship, or maybe they're more socially connected, or physically fit, or attractive, or maybe inspired or spiritually aware. The moment we compare ourselves to them and put them above equilibrium, we'll tend to put ourselves below equilibrium. When we do, we tend to minimize ourselves, and that is a lowered self-esteem. We'll feel self-depreciated. It's not our authentic self. It's a persona, mask, or facade that we wear when we're comparing ourselves to others and exaggerating them and minimizing ourselves. So that's a lowered moment, a moment of lowered self-esteem. And what's interesting is we could actually walk in the same mall and then see somebody that we think that we have more intelligence than, or we're more successful than, or we have more wealth than them, or more social stability, or connections, or more stable relationship, or more physically fit, or more spiritually aware. And we look down on them. And the moment we look down on them and minimize them to some degree and puff ourselves up and pride ourselves, we then to have elevated self-esteem. And so anytime we judge somebody, we will end up putting them on a pedestal or pit, and in turn put ourselves in the pit or pedestal. So anytime we judge, we polarize and subjectively bias our interpretation instead of having reflective awareness where the seer, you, the seeing, the process, and the seen, them, are the same. If we put them in our hearts and don't put them on pedestals and pits, we tend to have an authentic state. Our self-worth is a reflection of that authenticity. So I want you to maybe draw a diagram in yourself, and I want you to imagine up in the top, you have elevated self-esteem, and then kind of draw a line that goes in, and then true self-worth is the center, and then another line that goes down that has lowered self-esteem. So you got elevated self-esteem, lowered self-esteem, and in the middle, true self-worth. The true self-worth is the authentic you that's not puffed up or deflated, overinflated or deflated. When you're inflated with pride, you have a false facade. When you're deflated with shame, you have a false facade. Or when you exaggerate or minimize yourself. And those are the personas, the momentary elation, depression kind of personas that we put on, because that's fickle, it changes, it can change the wind. the second we compare ourselves to somebody else. And the moment we do, we lose our authenticity. Now, I'm sure you've had a moment when you've been really, really, really infatuated with somebody. And we're so infatuated, you feared their loss. And you tend to, instead of living by your own highest values, you sacrifice what was important to you to fit in with what was important to them, because you didn't want to lose them, because you're so infatuated, you didn't want to lose them, you feared their loss. So you end up sacrificing what was important to you temporarily to be with them. And then you end up beating yourself up because you're kind of minimizing yourself to them. And they don't want somebody minimized, they want a match. So the moment you do that, you're actually undermining the relationship. And you end up going to build up, you're going to build up resentment that you're having to be somebody you're not in order to be with them. You want to be loved and appreciated for who you are. And whenever you put them on a pedestal and minimize yourself, you're not able to be who you are. You know, if you want to be loved for who you are, how are you going to be loved for who you are when you're not even being who you are? And many times people are in that situation where they're exaggerating other people, putting them on pedestals, minimizing themselves, trying to sacrifice themselves altruistically to fit into that person's life for fear of loss of them. And then we end up minimizing ourselves. I always say that anytime you put something on a pedestal, you'll tend to inject their values into your life, try to live by their values, cloud the clarity of your own highest value, your own most important thing in your own life, and then you'll end up devaluing yourself, and that's a lowered self-esteem. And anytime we compare ourselves to others we admire, we go through and lower our self-esteem. You know, women sometimes will do it, particularly women, but men do it too. They can go and see a woman that's very beautiful and has certain character traits that they admire, and then compare themselves and then not appreciate their own beauty. And that's, I've seen it, I've watched it happen. Somebody's got thicker hair, or they've got nicer boobs, or they've got nicer figure or something. And then they minimize themselves, and then they feel intimidated and introverted instead of coming out and being who they are around them. Well, this occurs in all areas of life. Again, intellectually, you could meet somebody you think is more intelligent, you could minimize your intelligence and have low self-esteem in your intelligence. You could exaggerate business savvy, minimize your business accomplishments or their wealth. I've seen people that have come in when somebody's got $1 billion and somebody comes in and they got $1,000 saved, and then they just sit there and quiet and they're introverted. They don't speak up and they're lowering their self-esteem because they're comparing themselves to finances. Or they can same thing as stability in relationships or any of those areas, or social influence. There's a body dysmorphia when you do it with a physical body, but in any area of your life, you have this dysmorphia kind of response. And a lot of times you're not appreciating yourself because you're comparing yourself to other people. You're not here to compare yourself to others. You're here to compare yourself to your own dreams and values. Compare your actions to your own values, not somebody else's. Anytime we put people on pedestals or pits, we don't put them in our heart, and we don't live in our heart, and we're not authentic. And our self-esteem is fluctuating because of that, instead of our self-worth. Our true self-worth is the summation of all our self-esteems. What's interesting in the program I do, the Breakthrough Experience, which is my signature program, which I've done 1,134 times, where I introduce people to the DeMartini method, which is a profound method on transforming these vacillating emotional personas that we wear and facades we do, that these vacillating self-esteems, and turning it back into true self-worth where you're centered, you're authentic, you're present. That's why I want that I want people to come and experience that, because when you're wobbling around who you are and you're not who you are, you're not certain in life, you're not present in life, you're not grateful for life, you're not enthused and inspired and loving your life when you're not centered like that. So as long as you're sitting there and judging other people, you're not going to have the real true self-worth. And it's your true self. Every time you get to actually bring those into balance and don't put people in pedestals or pits, which is what the DeMartini method does. And if you're, let's say you're a coach or whatever, and you got clients that are involved in that kind of fluctuating perceptions, it's a tool on how to transform that and dissolve that so people can go and do something amazing with their life and have true self-worth. But the moment you put people in pedestal pits, you lose yourself. And when you do, you create these polarities, these personas.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, And if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at the Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
And what's interesting is the moment you exaggerate yourself and look down on somebody, you also minimize yourself to their opposite. So anytime you infatuate with a trait, the opposite you resent. So you're basically creating a bipolar state in your life and destabilizing yourself with emotional volatility every time you judge. We've all heard about, you know, we're not be able to love. Judgments leave yourself empty. Because whenever you put somebody on a pedestal and you're too humble to admit what you see in them is inside you, you have a disowned part. It's a void and it's an emptiness and it's a disempowerment. And every time you put somebody down in a pit and exaggerate yourself with that persona, that hired so-called self-image and esteem, then what happens is you're too proud to admit what you see in them is inside you, and you have another disowned part. And as long as you're disowning parts, you're creating emptiness inside. That's why judgment feels empty and love is fulfilling. But every time you actually equilibrate that and see that whatever you see in them, you see in you, and level the playing field, you have appreciation and love, which is what true self-worth is about. That's why I want people to come to the Breakthrough Experience and come and learn the DeMartini method to know the science of how to take those self-esteem volatilities and personas and how to integrate them, empower themselves and own the traits and see that nothing's missing in your life. In the process of doing that, you liberate yourself from the baggage of the self-esteem game. You know, I when I studied self-esteem many years ago, I saw that it was fickle and it changed. And, you know, the wind can blow and you mess up your hair and it could throw you off like that because now you're comparing yourself to, oh my God, I don't look good in front of that person. It's fickle. And I'm a firm believer that you want to basically be able to be stabilized. See, it's not what happens on the outside. It's what you decide to do with what's out there. And if you know the questions to be able to take whatever you're perceiving on the outside that you think is above or below and bring them into equilibrium and liberate yourself from those esteems and get yourself back into true self-worth, you empower yourself. Nothing's missing in you. You feel fulfilled. And now you're on track and being empowered in your life again. The DeMartini method is asking questions to make you aware of the unconscious information that you're not seeing. For instance, if you're seeing somebody you admire, the only reason you admire somebody and put them on a pedestal and minimize yourself is because you're too humble to admit what you see in them is inside you. But in fact, you can't even see that in them if you don't have it inside you. And it's because you're too humble to admit that you have it that's stopping you from honoring it. And therefore, you got them on a pedestal. Once you realize it by asking the questions in the DeMartini method, or where do you have it and when do you have it and who are you demonstrating it to and make yourself aware of it, you no longer put them on a pedestal. You no longer minimize yourself. You level the playing field. You get to love them for revealing to you the magnificence of who you are, which is where your true self-worth shines. And the same thing on resentment. If you see something you resent in somebody and you exaggerate yourself and you're too proud to admit it, it's not that you don't have that behavior. The only reason you're upset with them is because they're reminding you of a behavior you feel ashamed of, but you're covering it up with pride and you're too proud to admit you got it. But they're bringing it out of you. That's why you're reacting to them. When you actually do the DeMartini method and actually go in and ask, where do you do it? When do you do it? Who do you do it to? And where it is? And you become aware of it. You realize that the person that you're resenting is actually your teacher, waking you up to something you've got in your subconscious mind stored there that's not loved. And it gives you the chance to love that, liberate that, so you can be yourself. We all want to be loved and appreciated for who we are, but we're not going to be who we are as long as we're too proud or too humble to admit what we see in other people inside us. That's why judgment is letting you know what you haven't loved in yourself, the things you're judging in other people. Life's a reflection, and pure reflective awareness, where things are in equilibrium, is the one that allows you to reflect in a sense and realize that, you know, nothing's missing in you. I was in Nepal and I was chatting with a Bumpa Lama there in Nepal at his temple there. And we had a conversation about that very thing. He says, nothing missing, all present. Mindfulness is a realization that whatever you see in the world around you is a reflection of what you're inside you, the reflection of what you're projecting. And so that's why self-esteem is fickle. but self-worth is something stable. And by the way, you cannot exaggerate yourself without minimizing. I have people come up to me and says, well, I keep beating myself up. And I go, okay, where are you building yourself up? As long as you keep being addicted to building yourself up with pride, you have to compensate to do the opposite. Your brain automatically is a homeostat trying to get you into authenticity. Your brain, if you go in and build up yourself with pride because you're looking down on somebody and you get enamored with that and addicted to that, then your brain has to, in order to bring you back into authenticity, has to come in and show you the things that you're not. It's called the licensing effect. The license effect is also shown in your physiology with health. If you go and do something that's really healthy, like you go out and work out or something, and then you're giving your brain, you go, well, now I could go out and eat more chocolate, or now I can go and overeat. And so what happens is anything you get proud of and you get a facade of that, and you elevate your self-esteem and you feel proud of everything, then automatically you've given yourself permission to do the opposite to bring yourself back into true self-worth. We're not here for pride. We're not here for shame. We're here for authenticity. And the magnificence of who you are as an authentic individual is far greater than any of those facades that you wear. So if you're tired of putting yourself down or exaggerating yourself, being addicted to that, then come into the breakthrough experience. So let me teach you the DeMartini method. And if you have clients that are like that, come and do that also, so you can learn how to do that for your clients. Because I guarantee you, people are sitting here wandering around and waffling around in their life instead of being centered and present and empowered in their life and stable. A stable mind is where self-worth lives. A stable mind. And the summation of all those personas, if you take all those judgments you have, and you got lots of them probably in your life, all those judgments are waffling you around with all these instabilities and these personas in your life, these self-esteem fluctuations. And if you take them one by one methodically, which I show you in the breakthrough experience, methodically how to do it, you can stabilize each one of them and just be a poised, present, powerful, prioritized, productive, and purposeful individual. Because the true you has amazing self-worth. The true you is empowered and inspired. In almost every seminar I do, I also talk about values. When you're living by your highest value and you're filling your day with the very highest priority, you tend to be at the most objectivity, the most balanced mind, and most neutral awareness, and the least amount of judgment. We've all been doing something at work where we're doing something that's very meaningful, very inspiring, it's highest in priority, and we're really getting something done and feeling productive. And then we can handle almost anything when we get home that day. But if we're doing and putting out fires and doing lower priority things and really feeling like, whoa, the world was on top of me instead of me on top of the world, then we're a bear and we're more volatile and our emotions are going all over the place and self-esteem fluctuating. So if you fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you and become really objective and neutral and follow things that are real, really meaningful to you, the mean is the pair of opposites. It was Aristotle in his Golden Mean Principles of the Virtues. He said the virtue was between the two vices, and the vices were the extremes. Same thing, I'm teaching the same thing. What he called the golden mean of virtue is the true self-worth. And when he's talking about the vices, and when I'm talking about the lowered self-esteem and elevated self-esteem, the exaggerated, minimized you, as he called it. It's not that was knowledgeable then, it's still knowledgeable now. The words may be changed, but the same principles are there. We're not here to put people on pedestals of pitch. We're here to put them in our heart. And whatever we see in others, we have inside ourselves. And when we're masters of our life and learn how to ask the question, which the DeMartini method does, it teaches you the questions to ask your life to liberate yourself from the baggage of all those volatilities and stabilizes you and give yourself permission to be authentic. That's why I want people to come to the breakthrough experience so they can experience it, so they can do it right there on the spot, feel the difference, watch the experience, and notice how to love themselves and love other people. If you want to be loved for who you are, you're not going to do it by fluctuating self-esteem issues. You're going to do it by being true in your self-worth. And every time you live by your highest values, your self-worth goes up. Every time you're living by lower values, your self-worth goes into volatility. That's why it's so important to live with foresight and planning and master plan your life and live by priority in life and start to love people and be grateful for people than it is the other way around. As Empedocles said many 500 years ago, he said, there's love and strife, the two levels of consciousness. If you're doing something you love and you're loving the people around you and you're loving yourself, you're mastering your life. If not, you're living in strife. And the strife is between the parts of you, the parts of others. You have no equanimity within you, no equity between you and others, and you have living with inequity. And inequity is the volatilities of the self-esteem instead of the stability of the true self-worth. So I just want to share with you a few tidbits today on the importance of self-esteem, self-worth over self-esteem, and how to know what they are and how they're generated. Please consider coming to the Breakthrough Experience so I can teach you the DeMartini Method. It's a tool that can help you integrate that so you're stable, so you know yourself and be yourself and love yourself. Just as the Delphic Oracle said, there's no reason why you can't do that. I've developed a science. I've worked on it for 49 years to help people do that. I've seen thousands of people doing it, and I want you to be able to do that for your own life. In addition to that, I want to give you a message about a free masterclass called Increasing Your Deserve Level and Finally Get What You Want in Life. And this will help you, this process will help you in the self-worth arena and allow you to integrate the pairs of opposites that you have inside yourself. You're not your most magnificent self if you're vacillating all over the place. I want you to be stable. I want you to be inspired. I want you to be grateful. I want you to love your life. I want you to be enthused about what your mission is in life. Focus on what's really in high priority. Be more certain, more present, and not get distracted by the illusions of other people and putting people in pedestals and pits. Put them in your heart. That's where you want to be. That's where they want to be. I just wanted to share that for this morning to, it's my morning, but whatever it is, time it is where you are. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Please sign up for the masterclass. Take advantage of the Breakthrough Experience and learn the DeMartini Method. It's a tool that will have 1,000 applications in your life to help you master your life.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, please follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll be notified when we add the next episode. And if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website on www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on our blog, and there's also a free training page that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab on the homepage. You can also use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.eng/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused and stay inspired.